I looked and I looked and I couldn't find it anywhere. Looked on our bookshelves, in the attic, in boxes of keepsakes and knickknacks. I looked all over for this little children's book that Ella used to have. It's entitled Cuddly Chick. It was one of my favorite books, children's books that she had. We read it 1,000 times if we read it once. I would have brought it with me today if I could have found it. Because inside, in addition to having a great story inside, the book had this cute, fuzzy, yellow cover. It was almost as fun to hold it as it was to read it. The story is about a little chick who, when a rainstorm comes up all of a sudden, needs to find some shelter. The rain is really coming down and Chick wants to stay dry. First, she spots a toadstool and decides to seek shelter there. But it's entirely too small and a little mouse is already there. She then finds a spot among some rocks. To her dismay, the frogs are already there. A pile of straw looks rather promising, but she finds 2 dogs nestled under there. Then Chick remembers the driest, safest place of all, snuggled under her mother's wings. When I read today's gospel lesson in preparation for this sermon, I was reminded of that cute story. A caring mother hen, protecting and loving her brood. Jesus says in today's scripture that he is like that mother hen. The stories we read to children are often enjoyed by the adults because of the profound meaning contained therein. An English teacher friend of mine told me once that Aesop originally wrote his fables for adults rather than children. The Harry Potter books and movies are hugely popular with children, yet they contain such a rich depth of meaning that adults read them and love them too. We may say the same about today's gospel lesson from Luke. Of course, the old tale about the fox and the hen has been around forever. But this story has a twist that only Jesus can provide. There are many fables about foxes, aren't there? In almost all of these stories, the fox is sly and deceitful, always seeking to be in charge. His methods of control involve strategies and power plays, but we can always tell that the fox is in it for himself. In one well-known fable, one of my favorites, the fox runs in circles around the hen until she gets so dizzy watching him running around that she falls to the ground. The fox picks her up and puts her in a sack. However, when the hen comes to, she sneaks out of the sack and replaces herself with a rock. So the fox goes home with an unexpected catch. It's true, foxes may be devious, but quite often they're one hen shy of a chicken dinner. In Jesus' time, there were sly foxes who wanted to control people to secure their own political advantage. In today's gospel lesson, the Pharisees tell Jesus that Herod is out to get him. This is an interesting setup because the Pharisees were not known for their love of Jesus. He often challenged their religious self-righteousness. So we can tell from the outset that they are up to something. A few of them were probably quite happy to send Jesus into Herod's clutches. But on the other hand, Herod was known for his cruelty and his devious mind. And he had long awaited a chance to see Jesus face to face. So both had their strategies. Both had their hope of wanting to pull their own strings and acquire control. Both Pharisees and Herod, perhaps, were acting like foxes. And in our world today, we have foxes all around, don't we? Some of the foxes we see today are the rich and famous who use their celebrity and wealth to cheat, buy admission into elite schools. Some foxes under the evil of white supremacy use violence against God's beloved children in order to achieve their ugly, twisted purposes, like we saw last week. God have mercy. And some foxes, unfortunately, can be found in churches. In the first church I served after seminary, the retired minister of music was caught selling magnetic shoe inserts to an elderly man dying of cancer. "Just wear these shoe inserts," a deacon overheard. "You will be well." You and I know there are foxes all around us. These foxes insist on taking advantage of others for their own personal gain. But while the reign of the fox is sometimes brilliant and flashy, inevitably his reign is short. In the end, the fox will not have his way. Y'all know by now, Jesus doesn't mince his words. He knew exactly what was going on that day. He could recognize self-serving and conniving behavior when he saw it, and that's why he called Herod exactly what he was. "Herod may want me to do this or that," Jesus says to the Pharisees, "but you tell that fox that I have to do my Father's will. I have sick people to heal. I have lonely people to love. I have excluded people to bring into God's holy family. And after that, I'm headed to Jerusalem." And we all know what happened in Jerusalem. And then in what feels almost like an afterthought, Jesus says this, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing." It's fascinating, isn't it, that Jesus compares himself to a mother hen. Why not the eagle of Exodus or the lion of Judah? But if you think about it, when you consider who Jesus is, a hen makes perfect sense. Jesus knows you can live by mowing down enemies with your roar, or you can die protecting your chicks. When the hen is attacked, what is her defense? As Barbara Brown Taylor notes, the hen has no fangs, no claws, no rippling muscles. All she has is her willingness to shield her babies with her own body. All she can do is stand there, wings spread, breast exposed. It is perhaps the most vulnerable position in the world. For if the fox wants to get to the chicks, he will kill the hen first. Sometimes when I'm trying to prepare a sermon and the words just aren't coming together, I will come in and sit in this sanctuary. It's a beautiful space, a holy space. Sometimes I'll come in here and just sit in the quiet. And occasionally, after a while, a thought or an idea will come to me, and I'll rush back to my study to finish that thought. Other times, I just sit here, resting in the presence of the one who loves me, whether I finish that sermon or not. Just a couple days ago, Friday morning, in fact, I was struggling with how to pull this sermon together. I knew what I wanted to say, I could picture it in my mind, but there was a disconnect. I couldn't seem to get the words to come together on the page. I couldn't weave the sermon into something presentable for us to hear. What's more, I was tired. Last week held several long days and evening meetings. My thoughts were just not coming together. My brain could not coalesce. So once again, I came into this sanctuary, feeling the exhaustion. Rather than sit, I decided to lie down on this pew, right down here at the front. I prayed as I stared up at the ceiling. And in those moments of quiet, as I looked upward, I remembered what some of you told me about this space. I remember one of you telling me that this curved, arched ceiling looks like, almost like the bottom of a boat. As if we're in this boat together with Christ upon a rocky sea. I remembered someone else telling me right after I got here that the space was so beautiful. When you look up, you see these tall columns holding up the ceiling, thrusting our eyes upward, heavenward, toward Christ. And as I lay here on this pew, I was thinking about all this. And then it dawned on me. I know what this ceiling looks like to me. From this vantage point, looking upward, the high arched ceiling of this sanctuary, it looks like the outstretched wings of a mother hen, gathering us, her chicks beneath her, giving to us protection, love, warmth, security. Is it just me? Or do you see it too? in the shelter of this holy space, Christ gathers us together as brothers and sisters, giving to us protection, love, warmth, and a true sense of security. But this promise of security, church, it's not some empty promise that nothing bad will ever happen to us. You and I, we've lived long enough to know that's not true. No, this promise assures us that when bad things happen, when, as James Blay put it last week in this pulpit, when we're just trying to hold on for dear life, when pain or problems come our way, when the day comes for us to face our fears, we will not be left defenseless. We will not be left alone. Under our mother's wings, we will be safe. For her name is Emmanuel, God with us, always, even to the end of the age. Amen.